Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
Just this month, the OECD said that a virus spread presents the global economy with its gravest threat since the financial crisis. Companies across the world have urgent decisions to make. How can their business keep going? Can employees work from home for weeks or months? And how will all these affect the bottom line? And the best business decisions are not always clear. I'm Alexis Sito, an associate editor at FM Magazine, and in this episode, we find out if there's a lesson we can learn from companies in Asia that have been dealing with coronavirus disruptions for the past 2 months. I spoke to Guru Balasubramaniam, ACMA CGMA, who works for a UK company in Hong Kong. He's the acting managing director of Rentokil Initials office there, a pest control and hygiene services company. I asked him, how was it like when the virus started spreading in Hong Kong?
Generally, at the start of the outbreak, there was a general sense of panic caused by a fear of the unknown, a shortage of masks, and also widespread misinformation at that time. And you can see a similar pattern of that happening in other countries where the virus is now emerging for the first time as well. Even though the panic now has been very subdued, there's still a very heightened level of concern relating to safety against the COVID-19 outbreak. Supermarkets are now fully equipped again with masks and toiletries as well. So the masks are back in circulation, luckily, and the public seems to be well informed on how to protect themselves against the virus. And I think a lot of it comes from the experience the community had with the 2003 SARS outbreak as well.
On the business front, the first thing they did was to make sure that employees are safe.
Well, when we first encountered this issue emerging, for us, our initial principle is protecting people, and it's crucial that we continue to deliver the services to our customers while at the same time ensuring the safety of our staff and our customers as well. So we did everything that we need to do on business contingency planning to make sure that we've got alternative work locations for the staff and making sure that they're fully equipped on safety and protective gear while they're doing the services. Temperatures were being checked immediately to make sure that they're all covered. Symptoms were being checked as well, and if there was any flags coming up. So far, I have to say, it's been done very well. Staff are very being cooperative, and teams are working very well together during this time. The crucial and the main thing that we need to do in this period was to make sure that everybody is well informed. Misinformation or the lack of information is usually one of the causes of panic. So as an organization, we know where our key members are of the organization. So getting in touch with everybody and communicating in the right way and that everybody understands what the directions are from the business and how to protect themselves and that they can feel that the company is doing everything we can to safeguard their safety in this sense. That was really key to success in this period, yeah. We've been in Hong Kong for over 50 years. So it's for us also key that we stand together with our customers to protect and enhance their environment and bring them through this period.
Guru, who is also the head of finance for Hong Kong, Macau, South Korea and Vietnam, said the finance function needs to think about ways to help suppliers so that they can continue supplying to your business.
When you think of in this kind of situation, you just need to make sure that the business contingency has been planned accordingly so that you have a wide range of suppliers that you can reach out as to make sure that the supply continues to come in, you're checking on the lead time, and make sure they have a good set of secondary suppliers for your other equipment, fleet and stationary equipment. And you make a good differentiation. And at the same time, you have to make sure that you work as a business partner to the supplier. So providing them with all the means necessary to continue to provide you with the necessary raw materials.
Looking into the finance team's role during this time, Guru said the focus needs to be on the supply chain and working capital.
We have different suppliers all over the world, and using our sourcing from our global partners, we were able to have an alternative supply chain in this period. which is, I think, also the strength of having us as finance professional in this time, is to focus on the supply chain in this period, making sure that it goes down from top to bottom and that the suppliers are being supported well enough in this period. Think of working capital, for example. Those will be the key focus areas for finance professionals to focus on at this crucial time. Our suppliers, I would say roughly 50% is back on track. I mean, they're already working. Their focus, initial focus will just be supplying China. And I think with the current focus, and like you said, the vast number of casualties in China, the priority will be there for them in that country. And that's totally understandable.
Employees have also been working from home for a few weeks. It's a new experience, he said, but it's been largely positive. Employees with children are happy with the arrangement because Hong Kong's kindergartens, schools are still closed.
Actually, it's been quite interesting. We have been, immediately when this came out, we've set in motion our plans about working from home. So if you identify your workplace, you know which functions are quite capable of working from home, and our infrastructure, like hardware and software and the network itself, has been maintained so that this is an option for them. So they are been working from home, rotating around. And it's very good to see that how teams are working together in this period. We all feel this collaborative relationships at the moment. I just heard one of our colleagues talking to another of the colleagues who normally sit next to each other, and they were like, "Hey, I didn't see you in a long time. I missed you out there." So it sort of brings out the relationships in the offices as well. So that's really nice to see. And that's, I think, something we need in this time, is to get the motivation up, get the morale back up again, and make sure that we'll get there together. And at the same time, they feel happy that the company values the situation and gives them the opportunity to work from home. So it works both ways, because we're still all mindful that a lot of schools are still closed, and a lot of our employees with children, they need to have another way of making sure things work. And this is, I think, an ideal way to balance both off for them as well.
With employees working from home, cybercrime has also become a concern, whether it's because workers are working from a coffee shop, connected to public Wi-Fi, or employees are accessing data off company servers onto potentially vulnerable devices. Guru said companies need to be vigilant against computer viruses.
We continue to make sure that they're aware. And this is not something that we do just in this period, but over the last years, we really intensified our threat against computer viruses in this case, and make sure that the staff are aware of what they click on, what emails they receive, and how to ensure safety when they're on socially active. And we continue to do that with them. We do see that spammers are also being creative and using this virus to tap into more threats. So we keep informing our staff of being vigilant, being aware, and not to, you know, and just double check things before you click on them. And that's I think important, needs to be addressed. Yeah.
I also spoke to Arthur Yu, FCMA CGMA, the China CFO of British car maker Jaguar Land Rover, about a month ago, and wrote a story on what his finance team was doing. The situation in China was much more dire, but as of last week, daily new cases have dropped to single digits. Hubei province, but the city of Wuhan is home to 60 million people, a population equivalent to the whole of Italy. They've been on strict lockdown since January up until last week, when the local health commission said that industrial production can resume in parts of the province and travel restrictions will be loosened in a bid to get the economy back on track. Car makers from South Korea's Hyundai to Honda, which has two manufacturing facilities in Wuhan itself, have suffered some of the greatest impacts due to the virus spread. They're experiencing what's called a twin shock, where both supply and demand have been affected. So with the factory shutdowns, they were not able to get cars made, and they're seeing a plunge in demand because consumers are delaying big-ticket purchases. Here's what his finance team did.
We have to provide a financial impact to each of those decisions. Mm-hmm. So for example, we made a conscious decision to make a payment to our retailers in advance of some of the rebate. So that's actually a decision we made to help our retailer network, because otherwise, according to the normal payment schedule, we would not pay them until March. But because of their stop operating during this period, they will have an issue of their own cash flow. So as a OEM, we are supporting them, giving them more liquidity during this period. The payment is for the rebate. You know, all the retailers, when they wholesale our car, they will be getting a rebate at the end of each quarter. So that we have done a calculation, we know how much it will cost, and we know we can afford to take on that cash hit to us. But what we want to support is to allow the retailers to operate as normal and to allow them to have sufficient money that they can keep the business going on.
They also looked at fixed costs, rent, marketing campaigns, auto shows that they've committed to, and what can be done to conserve cash.
We need to protect our own cash flow. So we are looking into those opportunities by optimizing our fixed cost. So for example, during this period, we have some marketing campaign used to plant in the outdoor. So we have Beijing Auto Show, we have those kind of other events. We are considering which events we can stop. So that's actually saving our cost, saving our cash outflow. We are also in discussion with the government, Changshu government and also Shanghai government, to explore how can governments support us. So for example, some of the tax payment, social security payment, we are going to delay them to April, May time, which are helping us to protect our own cash flow with them. And also we are asking our landlords to half the rental during this period in order to support us. So that's something we are doing.
Continuity in a finance team was also important to keep the business running.
From a finance perspective, we focus on our own internal financial processes. So if you look at, we have critical business process and the finance, account payable, account receivable, payroll, tax, custom. And one of them can create a significant impact of the continuity of the company. So during this period, my team are working together to come up with a plan to allow the business running as normal from a finance process point of view. But a lot of process will have to do it remotely. So that's a lot of coordination between finance and other functions as well.
Decisions needed to happen quickly. So I asked him, how did he make decisions when there was still immense uncertainty?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of time is not a decision that's difficult to make, but it's the priority. So during this period, what finance team has been supporting the team and providing the team is the clarity.
The business aside, keeping employees safe was also a major priority for Jaguar Land Rover. The same day Wuhan was placed on lockdown, the company issued a travel ban and flew employees home. The answer seemed obvious, but I asked him, why?
If we don't treat our people well during this period, then people will be disappointed on the company. So we have been looking after our people. So when they first break out, our CEO, our global CEO, sent an email to my China CEO and myself and a few other execs were just simply saying, let's make sure we look after our people. So it's a business culture and we are treating people as assets. And during this period, that culture comes out to play an important part.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered, and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.